Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org. Find out about attending our weekly live shows, mostly here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Honor, Michigan.
Honor, Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that where it's from?
Yes.
Honor?
In fact, it is.
Kathy, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, once again, will recreate three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to
Great.
Go?
Yes.
Here's your first quote.
I can press when there needs to be pressed. I can hold hands when there needs to be hold hands.
That's someone talking about his trip to the Middle East this week and his efforts to bring the parties to peace.
Oh.
Who is this man who's still trying to remain relevant?
George W. Bush.
Right. President Bush. Remember him? Remember him? He's the leader of the free world. He's medium height, pretty good shape, talks funny. He's still with us. And with just a year in office, he has decided to go ahead and bring peace to the Middle East. He's going to do it. He waited till now, he says, to build up the suspense. He took his first ever trip to Israel, where authorities agreed, this is true, to turn off the lights in the old city of Jerusalem so as to improve his view of the sunrise. They were unable to accede to the president's request to turn on some black light bulbs so that, quote, the Western Wall can glow like my Elvis poster. Most people there treated with skepticism his promise to have a peace treaty in a year. One exception, though, to the general cynicism was Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who called Bush his, quote, giant friend and a, quote, very wise man, and thanked him for, quote, the courage that you inspire in all of us to carry on with our obligations, unquote. Olmert then showed the president his I Heart W scrapbook and fainted when Mr. Bush touched him.
Well, I think this was the White House's way of proving once and for all that the president does know where Palestine is.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's been there now.
Well, although he did think that the Gaza Strip was a New York steak with blue cheese dressing until Thursday.
Here is your next quote.
I didn't want to lie. I broke with a deplorable tradition in our republic, hypocrisy and lies.
That's the leader of a nation saying that, yeah, after his divorce, he did not want to hide his new love, an Italian singer, from the press, who's shouting to the world, yes, I love Carla Bruni.
Sarkozy?
Yes, Nicolas Sarkozy. In the past, French presidents kept their affairs quiet, but word would get out and the French people would shrug and smoke their Gauloise. But Nicolas Sarkozy is shaking things up. He divorced his wife, Cecilia, to take up with the singer and one-time model, Carla Bruni. He has made numerous public appearances with her. At a press conference this week, Sarkozy would not confirm any marriage plans. But he did say that when it comes to his feelings, he's just like any ordinary Frenchman. Quote, the love life of a president is like the love life of anyone. Because, yes, every Frenchman has the right, won in blood by the revolution, to date smoking hot pop singers. As they cried at the barricades, liberté, égalité, Beyoncé. Here's your last quote.
There's a difference between being detained involuntarily for psychological treatment and being forced to endure Dr. Phil involuntarily.
That was a psychiatrist named Jeffrey Sugar telling TV therapist Dr. Phil McGraw to butt out of somebody's life. Whose?
Britney Spears.
Exactly right. We have made fun of Miss Spears, of course, for her wild ways, but on top of everything else she's gone through, even she does not deserve Dr. Phil barging into her hospital room. Dr. Phil said that he had been invited there by her family to intervene in Britney's crises, but her family, through their spokesperson, blasted Dr. Phil for going public with what he thought of her. The good doctor said he had planned to do a show to help other families facing similar problems as Britney's, because, of course, America is facing a crisis of thousands of divorced pop stars having year-long meltdowns in full view of People magazine. But Dr. Phil consulted his conscience, which was dusty and dried up from being stored in his attic for the last 6 years, and canceled the planned show. Carl, how did Kathy do in our quiz?
Well, Kathy had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Kathy, you win our prize.
Well done, Kathy.
Yay. Great, I'm so excited.
Terrific. Thank you so much for playing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.